Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الدعاء اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elder and friends, mothers, sisters, and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the fourth discourse of the book Dil Ki Dunya, The World of the Heart. In Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi states, when Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created the world, the water of the world was sweet. There were no thorns on trees and plants. The animals of the animal kingdom used to live in harmony with each other. A lion will not attack a buck. A wolf will not attack a sheep. But when there was a dispute between the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Qabil and Habil, and Qabil killed Habil, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala lifted up the barakah from this world. Now the water of the world became bitter. Trees and plants began having thorns. And the animals of the animal kingdom, they started attacking one another. This is understood from an ayat of the Quran Kareem, in which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala states, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرُ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Corruption and evil have become widespread on earth because of the actions and the deeds of mankind. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh has quoted a hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the same effect. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, إِنَّ الْعَبْدُ لَيُحْرَمْ مِنَ الرِّزْقُ بِذَنْبٍ يُسِيبُهُ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, a person is deprived of rizq, of sustenance, because of some sins that he has committed. When Cyprus was conquered, the Sahaba and the Tabi'in that were there were rejoicing. They were happy. But there was one Sahabi whose conduct was unique and different. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was crying. He was sad. So the people approached Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Cyprus has been conquered. It's an occasion of happiness and joy. Why are you crying? Why are you sad? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala gave a very thought-provoking answer, which we could also apply to our own times. He has stated that I am pondering upon the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Cyprus. It is a beautiful country. The land and everything is so lush and beautiful. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has taken it out from the hand of the enemies and has given it to us because they did not value the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah. Allah deprived them from it and gave it to us. Now it is in our possession. Allah is going to test us out. Whether we value these ni'mats and whether we value these bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi states in this booklet, Dil Ki Dunya, the first step for a person to change his life, to reform, the path to spiritual upliftment is acknowledgement of your sins. Acknowledge your weakness. Acknowledge your shortcomings. If you don't accept and don't acknowledge your weakness and your shortcomings, you'll never get the tawfiq of making tawbah. Tawbah will only be after you realize that you have done something wrong. Once you realize that you have done something wrong, you've got a weakness of unable to control your passion and a desire. We are unable to lower our gaze in a mixed gathering. Or the laptop is in front of us, we can't control ourselves. We go to the haram sites. We are unable to contain ourselves. If we want to change, the first step to change and reformation is acknowledgement of our weakness and shortcoming. Once you acknowledge and you say to yourself, I have this weakness, I need to change, I need to reform, now you'll make an effort and Allah will help you and assist you. It is mentioned in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned when a person commits a guna, he commits a sin, a black dot settles on his heart. When he makes tawbah, that black dot goes away. And if he does not make tawbah, he commits another sin, another dot comes and another dot comes until the entire heart becomes dark and black. The person becomes immune to sins. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh presents a nice practical example for it. There is a white sheet, sparkling white, and you put a black dot there, it looks very ugly, you're very uncomfortable. You immediately want to remove that black dot. And if you don't remove that black dot, another dot comes and another dot comes, that white sheet, sparkling white sheet, now will become black. That's the condition of our hearts. When we are immune to sins, we are not bothered, we'll carry on sinning until we go down a deep, dark tunnel. Brothers, committing sins and every sin is harmful and detrimental to a person's ruhaniyat and spirituality. I gave this example before. One person was fishing in the ocean. He used a sardine as a bait. He put the sardine in the hook and he cast his line in the ocean. One small fish in the ocean, it started nibbling on that bait. One big fish told to the small fish, be careful. Don't nibble on that. There is a piece of iron, steel, something behind that. It will hook you and take you out of the ocean. That small fish told to the big fish, you are jealous. I got something to eat, you don't have, and therefore you are stopping me from eating. The big fish told to a small fish, I am not jealous of you, I feel for you. You're going to eat this, you'll get hooked up and you'll come out of the ocean. That small fish kept on eating, eating, until the fisherman, when he got that bite, he immediately reeled and he took that fish out of that ocean. That big fish told a small fish, I told you, you didn't listen. Just like that, every guna, every sin, it's got a hook behind it. You pop a drug, it's a hook, you get hooked up on it. You just want to take one, from there it will be the second, until you're completely hooked up. You go into one pornographic site, you probably will do it one time. You get so used to it, then you get addicted to it. You can't come out of it. It's a hook. You get hooked up in it. Hazrat Maulana Shabri Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that there are four harms of committing guna and sins. The first one, when you commit sins, all the time you're committing sins, just as the heart becomes black, the effect of the darkness of the heart can be seen on the face. And this doesn't refer to a blackness of the face, it refers the noor comes out from the heart of the person. The noor comes out from the face of the person. The second harm of committing sins, Allah takes away barakah from your life. Barakah comes out from your life. Sometimes we don't realize it, but it's a reality. Many years ago, when I was at a jamiat, one very rich, wealthy person, he asked me for an appointment. I was sitting in the boardroom of the jamiat. The person came, sitting on the other side of the table, and he told to me, "Mufti Sahib, you know me. Allah blessed me with so much of wealth. People had to make appointments to come and meet up with me, but today I had only 75 cents in a pocket." In those days you had the olden type of phone where you should put money inside and make a call. So he said, "I used that 75 cents to phone you and to make an appointment to come and meet up with you." I asked him, "What happened? Allah blessed you with so much of wealth. You had millions. People had to make appointments to meet up with you. What happened with your wealth?" He said, "I heard the ulama saying, when a person commits zina, Allah will take the wealth away from him. Barakah goes away. I thought to myself, I've got this property and that property. I've got this investment scheme and that investment scheme. I can't see my wealth finishing off even in my lifetime. I carried on committing guna and sins. Continued with zina and adultery. And here am I today, the last 75 cents I used it on a phone to come and meet up with you. Completely empty." Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Ali Thani Rahmatullahi mentions, the third sin of the harm of committing sins is, it affects your health. It affects your health. Sometimes we may not realize it, how does it affect your health? But if you are sitting in a Darul Ifta, and when you receive questions from the people, local and international, and especially from the youth, and the type of question that comes, a person will tell that, "I knew masturbation is haram. I've been addicted to the sight. I could not control my passion. And I carried on with this evil act until I've become impotent. I'm married, and now I'm having marriage-related issues." In the past, it was very difficult for us to talk all these things, but we have now come to a point where we have to talk this, to save the ummah from harms. And the fourth harm of committing guna and sins is that naturally Allah will put in the heart of the people to hate you. We're not supposed to hate someone, but it is just such that people start hating you. That's a negative consequence of guna and sins. Respected elders and friends, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi states that all of us, we are a combination of good and bad. We do hasanat, we do good deeds, but with that we also commit sins and we contaminate our good deeds by doing wrong deeds as well. And he gives an example. We don't see the effect of our good deeds because our good deeds are contaminated with wrong and evil. Give an example, if there's gold and that gold is mixed up with ore or different type of metals, that's not pure gold. But you want to realize the effect of the pure gold, you need to heat it. You need to put it under the fire. Other metal will come out and you separate that non-gold from the gold. Then it will be pure gold. He says, we also need the heat of tawbah. Mufti Shafi Sahib says, we need to also, just as you heat that gold mixed up with ore and other metal, we also need the heat of tawbah. We need to cry, beg Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, forgive us for our weaknesses. Forgive us for our shortcomings." And indeed, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah is rahim. Allah is rahman. Allah is most forgiving. At-ta'ibu min az-zamb kamalla zambala. A person that commit guna and sins, don't be despondent. Don't despair. A saint has a past and a sinful person has a future. Never be despondent. Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahman and Rahim. Make tawbah to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, innahu kana ghaffara. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Allah is most forgiving. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahab, in the session after the Taraweeh, he gave some amazing incidents. A person commits only 40 sins and thousands, hundreds and thousands of times making istighfar. And we are drowning in sins. And probably we have committed more sins than the fiber in our body. How much of more tawbah and how much of more istighfar we should be making. We are drowning in sins. But with all that drowning in sins, remember the rahmat and the forgiveness of Allah is even more greater than that. Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive. Yes, with that, don't only verbally say astaghfirullah. Make a firm intention, make a resolve to change your life. One person is in a dump yard. He's filled, he's all, around all dirt and filth, and he tells people, throw water on me to cleanse me and purify me. But he's still in the dump yard. You can throw the water of the ocean, he still remains dirty. He wants to cleanse and purify himself, he needs to come out from the dump yard. Now you put water on him, he'll be cleansed and purified. We need to come out from the dump yard of guna. We need to come out from the dump yard of zina. We need to come out from the dump yard of pornographic sites. We need to come out from the dump yard of popping drugs. Come out from the dump yard, and then after that, you'll see Allah's rahmat and mercy coming to you. Respected elder and friends, every one of us can make it. Sometimes a person feels that way, can I make it? I'm so sinful. I'm down a deep tunnel. I can't see any light at the end of the road. Never feel like that. Don't ever feel like that. Allah calls unto us and says, my banda, my banda. My slave. I'll give you one incident and I will terminate with that. Just to inspire us. One of the ustads of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh is Muhammad ibn Maslama. Imagine being a ustad, being a teacher of a person who is Amirul Mu'mineen of the Hadith. But do you know the background of Muhammad ibn Maslama? You'll be surprised to know that the ustad of Imam Bukhari, Muhammad ibn Maslama, he was once a thug, a thief, a bandit, a highway rogue. Everyone used to feel threatened with him. That was Muhammad ibn Maslama. Once a muhaddith, Imam Shu'ba, he came to deliver hadiths in a masjid. When he came out from the masjid, Muhammad ibn Maslama approached him and told to him, oh, so you narrate hadiths? Narrate one hadith to me now, in a threatening way. Imam Shu'ba told him, but that's not the way how you learn hadiths. There are certain adab and etiquette to acquire hadith. He threatened Imam Shu'ba and told, you better narrate a hadith now. I'm not going to let you go. Imam Shu'ba narrated one very thought-provoking hadith that became the turning point of Muhammad ibn Maslama. And he quoted the hadith, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَا فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَا فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. When you don't have any shame in you, now go do what you want to do. The moment he heard this hadith, he felt a shiver going down his spine. He withdrew. He made tawbah. He made istighfar. He went to acquire knowledge. And he ascended the ladder of spirituality and knowledge until from the lowest of the low, he turned out to be the highest of the highest and became the ustad of Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. When that is the condition of a person that was the lowest of the low and become the highest of the high, who among us say we can't make it? I mention and I repeat that as a saintly person has a past, a sinner has a future. Don't give up hope. Allah is there with us and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will hold our hands if we turn towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One of the odd nights, as Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahab has mentioned, let us turn to Allah. Let us cry. Let us beg. Ask Allah for unlimited treasures. And one of the du'as we should be making on these kind of nights,
Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni.
Allah, you are most forgiving. Most forgiving. And he even loved to forgive. Allah loved to forgive. Despite him being most forgiving, he even loved to forgive. He looked for bahana. He looked for excuses to forgive. So, let us draw from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. Allah, you forgive us. Allah grant every one of us tawfiq and hidayat to exert this night in ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Cry to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Shortly, inshallah, we'll be making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this also, it's a very effective way to invoke the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. You know, when we have an influential person with us, we feel secured. Or if you are linked up to a security company, we feel secured. And more so, if you are under hijack and under threat and a helicopter is above you, you feel secured. Immediately help is coming. Here, when we link ourselves to Allah, Allah is saying, when my banda, he has good thoughts about me, I will deal with him according to his thoughts about me, and when he remembers me, I am with him, I remember him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, brothers, if we want our ticket under the arsh of Allah, very simple. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, 7 people will get the throne under the arsh of Allah when there won't be any shade but the shade of the throne of Allah. And one is, رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا. One person make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in isolation, and yet your tears come out from you. And the tears only come out because of nadamat, because of the regret. And when a person make the zikr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, an angel calls out, نَادَاهُمْ مُنَادٍ أَنْقُومُ مَغْفُورًا. Stand up now. You are forgiven. And not only forgiven, قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. All your sayyat, your wrong, your evil, that I've converted that also into good. How Rahman and Rahim is Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Let us make zikr with that zeal, that enthusiasm, and give our hearts to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is Rahman and Rahim. Recite 3 times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 Brother, we're making the zikr, make intention of tawbah also in the zikr. And we're saying la ilaha, where we say no one worthy of worship, make that intention, everyone besides Allah must come out from the heart, illallah, only Allah must be in the heart, and only good qualities of Allah, or good qualities must come into our heart. Make that intention, you'll feel the halawat and the sweetness of zikr, inshallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next tasbih we'll be making is of illallah, which means only Allah, only Allah. If we have to adorn our heart with anything, it is only Allah. If anyone can do anything, real power, it lies in Allah. So make the zikr with that yaqeen. The third tasbih, Allahu Allah, the name of Allah. Take the name of Allah with full amount of love, with pure love from your heart. Take the name of Allah, and that will invoke the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib, inshallah, will be making the dua. Condition your mind in dua that we are calling unto Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call unto me, make dua to me, I will definitely respond to your call. Allah tells in the Quran Kareem, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I'm more closer to you than your own jugular veins. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, that سَمِيعٌ قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَاتِ. I'm all hearing, I'm all seeing, and I answer the call. I accept your du'as. So let us make, lift up our hand with that spirit. And when the dua is being made, listen to the words. Learn also how to make dua. Learn how, what to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when we know how to make dua, that will invoke the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. And say Ameen. Ameen means, Allahumma stajib. Allah, you accept. Say that Ameen with that yaqeen. Dard-e dil ke saath. From the depth of your heart, say that Ameen. And beg Allah from your heart, Allah, please give it to us. We want it. Give it to us. And we want the rahmat and the forgiveness of Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير كله إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى وبعدد ما تحب وترضى لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صادق الوعد الأمين رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين O most merciful and gracious and kind and compassionate Allah Most loving Allah You are Rahman Ya Allah You are Rahim Ya Allah You are Ghaffar Ya Allah You are Sattar Ya Allah, you Wahhab. Ya Allah, you Kareem. Ya Allah, you Akramul Akrameen. O most merciful and gracious and kind and loving Allah. Ya Allah, we have broken your commandments. Ya Allah, we have been disobedient to you, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, we are unworthy, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Mawla. If we are worthy of anything, Ya Allah, we are worthy of your punishment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but here we have come, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, on this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak place. Ya Allah, opening our hearts, knowing that you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Ya Allah, we have come like the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا Ya Allah, we've come with broken amal. Ya Allah, we've come with broken deeds. Ya Allah, we've come with a heart that is not fixed. Oh Allah, we've come with a heart that is filthy. Ya Allah, awfi lana al-kayl. Oh Allah, give us our full measurement, Ya Allah, of your rahmah, of your mercy and your kindness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Oh most merciful Allah, if we have come with anything, Ya Allah, Allah, we have come with hope. Maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubina. Oh Allah, your rahmah is far more than all our sins put together. The whole of mankind could have sinned. Fill this earth with sins, Ya Allah. Your rahmah is far more greater than all of that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, our siblings, our children, each and every one of our family members. Ya Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah, our hearts are filled with filth. Oh Allah, reform us. Ya Allah, purify us. Oh Allah, change the conditions of our heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we live in your house, in the masjid. We come to the masjid. Ya Allah, we perform your salat, Ya Allah. Oh most merciful Allah, with a filthy heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify that heart of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify it and cleanse it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever malice, whatever spite, whatever hatred, whatever, Ya Allah, that we have for others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, place in our hearts, Ya Allah, the purity of Iman. Ya Allah, the nur of Iman, the light of Iman and Yaqeen. And O most merciful Allah, imbue us, Ya Allah, with all the beautiful akhlaq of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever past, Ya Allah, has passed, Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever lies ahead of us, Ya Allah, from now to our mouth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a life of piety, a life of obedience, a life of tawbah, a life of consciousness, fulfilling your huquq and your rights, and the rights of fellow human beings. O most merciful Allah, before mouth comes to us, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making a tawbah that is, Ya Allah, accepted by you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave this world, Ya Allah, with a clean slate, Ya Allah, that our books of deeds, Ya Allah, absolutely clean, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, when mouth comes to us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, that great rank, O Allah, of martyrdom in your path, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, at the time of maut, let our hearts be filled with Iman. Let it be shining with the nur of Iman, the nur of your ma'rifat, your recognition, the nur of your love and your muhabbat. And O Allah, take us at a time, Ya Allah, when we are striving in your path, carrying out the best of deeds. Ya Allah, take us in the best of times, in the most mubarak of times, in the most mubarak of places. Ya Allah, save us from an evil death. Ya Allah, at the time of maut, Ya Allah, you be pleased with us. And O Allah, let us be pleased with you. And Ya Allah, let the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, flow from our tongues, Ya Allah, as our ruh and our soul leaves us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the adab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization that this life is short. Ya Allah, that qabr is a place where we are going to be alone. Ya Allah, even if there are opportunities to perform salat, Ya Allah, there's going to be absolutely no use, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and the realization, Ya Allah, and the understanding, Ya Allah, that whatever we do now. Whatever we do on this earth. O most merciful Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, have full mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have complete mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that day will come, Ya Allah. Give us that understanding, Ya Allah, when you are going to give our book of deeds, and you are going to say, Iqra' kitabak, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Ya Allah, when you are going to say to us, read your book of deeds. Ya Allah, it's all going to be there. Oh most merciful Allah, undeniable, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when all the deeds are going to be piled up on our right hand side and our left hand side,
There is not going to be any denial, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are most merciful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you the one that conceals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, conceal us in this world, Ya Allah. Conceal our faults in this world. Conceal our faults tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. O most merciful Allah, like our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, that there will be those bandas and those servants of yours, that you will cause a curtain to close up between them and the rest of mankind, and you will make their maghfirat. Ya Allah, make our maghfirat also on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus without reckoning. Ya Allah, if you have to question us about one deed, Ya Allah, we would not be able to answer. Ya Allah, we will fail. Oh Allah, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Ya Allah, amongst us here and all those that are listening, Ya Allah, whoever has whatever difficulties, Ya Allah, whatever the challenges be, Ya Allah, O most merciful Allah, you avert it from all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you create ease for each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are grappling with financial issues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are indebted, Ya Allah, from the unseen, Ya Allah, grant halal rizq, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant halal sustenance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who do not have any jobs, Ya Allah, those who do not have any income, Ya Allah, O most merciful Allah, grant each and every one of us, Ya Allah, an easy income, Ya Allah, an income filled with barakah, your pleasure, Ya Allah, and such income, Ya Allah, that will drive us towards your itaat and your obedience and towards amal. Ya Allah, amongst us, in our families, Ya Allah, in ummah, whoever is ill and sick, Ya Allah, grant each and every one shifa'i kamil ajil mustamir. Oh Allah, this virus, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, wherever it is in the world, Ya Allah, be it in India, in Pakistan, Ya Allah, wherever, Ya Allah, oh most merciful Allah, oh most merciful Allah, through your qudrat, Ya Allah, through your power, through your might, Ya Allah, through your rahmat, Ya Allah, cleanse the earth of this virus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse the earth of this virus, Ya Allah. It is all in your hands, Ya Allah. It is all in your hands, and all power lies in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse it, Ya Allah. Bring rahat and ease to all of mankind, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, whoever is striving in whatever deen, whatever works of deen that earns your pleasure, O Rabbi Kareem, O Allah, accept it from them. Ya Allah, safeguard the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, safeguard Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, remove them from the hands and the clutches of the disbelievers and your enemies, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, whoever, Ya Allah, whoever and wherever the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings from the ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, whatever broken ibadat we made in this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your shan, Ya Allah, your quality is such, Ya Allah, that Ya Allah, you accept whatever, Ya Allah, you are Halim, you are Shakur, Ya Allah, accept from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever time is left from now till the end of Ramadan, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qadr of each and every second, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so that we spend it in your total ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever and whoever is sitting in itikaf, in whichever of the masajids of the world, Ya Allah, accept their sacrifices. Ya Allah, accept their du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept whatever they have brought to forward, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious and kind Allah, Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours. Ya Allah, grant us your muhabbat, your love, the love of our Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us love of the whole of deen. Grant us love of performing salat and making tilawat of the Quran. Make namaz, Ya Allah, the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us comfortable in your house, in the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us fulfill all the conditions and all the etiquettes of the masjid, Ya Allah. O most merciful and kind Allah, grant us love for each and every amal of deen, Ya Allah. Grant us love for the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O most merciful Allah, you preserve our iman with us, for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, preserve our iman. O most merciful Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, protect our parents, protect our family members. Ya Allah, protect our deen. Ya Allah, protect our masajid. Ya Allah, protect, O Allah, our properties. Ya Allah, protect the izzat and the honor of each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the honor and integrity of our sisters, Ya Allah, wherever they may be, Ya Allah. O most merciful and kind Allah, you become ours, make us yours. Allahumma hadha dua wa ilayka al-ijaba. وهذا الجهد وعليك التكلان لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا يا الله all those that have left us يا الله in our families our friends our musallis Our community members, Ya Allah, grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah, free us and free our necks and free their necks from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Rabbana tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bis salihin. Ghayra khazaya wala nadama wala maftunin. وصلى الله وسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Brothers, let us engage in our own ibadat and let us make abundant dua for ourselves and the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك